Mike Huckabee is a DJ and producer from Detroit, Michigan. He comes from that second generation of techno heads who've continued to celebrate the classic Detroit sound of their musical forefathers. Huckabee was in Toronto in late January for a new monthly techno jam called Tempo at the Drake Hotel. That's recommended. With Mike, we talked about his hometown city, about some of his favorite parties over the years, and the infamous DEMF. We also got into how new methods of producing and distributing electronic music are changing everything. All right, it's January 29th. It's Mike Howard. This is a Low Sound presentation. I'm at the Drake Hotel. It's 10 to 12. I'm with Mike Huckabee. What's going on?
Yo, yo.
Okay, now you're from Detroit. So tell me about Detroit. What makes Detroit, Detroit?
Musically or what?
Yeah, musically.
The ability to work with little or nothing and turn that into something. That's what makes Detroit.
It's that simple. What kind of stuff do you work with?
Well, you know, most DJs find a way to make music from a variety of studio setups, but more or less based on what you don't have. That's the origin of Detroit production. Most people have everything that they need to make a track with now due to technological advances, but the essence of Detroit is simply based on the ability to work with limited means of funds, limited means of production equipment, and all of the above.
How would you describe your sound?
I'm one that takes a stand for techno and house. I don't see the division. Most people either are into one or the other, and I can't divorce myself from house or techno. That's just one thing I can't understand. That I think I'm probably like one of the most versatile DJs in the city that can pull. You know, being booked with Kerry Chandler and then being booked with the Advent at the same time.
How long you been doing this?
It's been a while now, man. Seems like yesterday, but I guess it's like 20 years now or so. Could even be more, you know?
What are some of your favorite parties, like, over those 20 years? Like, what are some of the best parties you've done?
Well, actually, one party that stands out was like a gig at the CN Tower here in Toronto.
For real?
That was like one of my first raves, and still have like a lot of those flyers. Parties in Vienna, Japan, Maniac Love in Japan, Shelter in Vienna, the M1 in Germany, definitely the M1 in Germany.
Now, speaking of Germany, Germany's been really big in terms of techno and that minimal kind of techie sound. Does that match up with Detroit, or how does that work? Do you take influences from them,
nah,
or you
nah,
guys came first,
not.
Right? Like you
yeah,
think,
yeah,
but do you, can you appreciate that compact style?
Well, I mean, the compact sound is kind of like the sound of now. You'd have to actually reference Basic Channel for techno coming from Germany. You know, the Basic Channel sound started out as just records being produced by Mark and Maurizio, but that sound became a school of techno. So the roots of German techno as we know it today stems kind of from the school of Basic Channel.
Have you heard those joints that Maurizio did, Rhythm and Sound, that kind of slow dubby stuff? You like that? That's pretty dope.
Yeah, definitely. That's actually like a cross between like reggae and techno, I guess. Actually, there's no techno influence in it, but you know, it's definitely good music.
What kind of stuff are you listening to? Like, you know, contemporaries, what, any artists that you got in the crate, anyone you want to give props to?
That's kind of a tough one. I'm just a sucker for a good record, man. I mean, no matter where it comes from. You know, I'm just listening for tracks with well-thought-out ideas. I hate the type of track that's, like, really interesting for a moment, and then goes into something completely unuseful.
Okay, so you've been to Toronto before, like you played the CN Tower gig. Do you know the city, or what do you like about Toronto?
The people, man. There's just so many people. It's very diverse. It's thriving. It can never die with this many people. There's no way. It's really happening. So many things to do. So many parties. So many clubs. So much talent here. So much talent comes in here. Record stores. There's a strong Toronto-Detroit connection. There always has been. Toronto almost blows any city away in the States. Very competitive here.
All right, I'm with Mike Huckabee. We're the Drake. It's midnight. He's going on. When are you going on?
Like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, so he's coming on about an hour.
Well, to go back on that, the DMF was an element that hit Detroit unexpectedly. No one ever thought that would ever happen in Detroit. It changed and reshaped and gave a lot of artists opportunities in Detroit that we would have never had. It came and we were like, what the fuck? Like, no one could believe that our city would actually have that. It's definitely probably one of the greatest outlets that we as Detroit producers and DJs have.
I'm noticing more hip-hop guys are coming into the fray, and they show up at DMF. Like, Slum Village was there, Dilla's from Detroit, Dabri, and the Ghostly guys. That's kind of more, that's techno, but that's like a new style of Detroit. What like what Ghostly's doing?
Well, I just saw Tad Melanix a couple of days ago. I think Tad's a really brilliant producer. He's got a lot of ideas, and I like checking from what he's doing.
Dope. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good set, man.
Word.